This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What was the moment you realized someone really effed up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mallow. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up? Hey, fellas. So check it out, man. Back in 2022, linked up with my brother. We're headed out to Fargo, North Dakota, man, in the middle of the wintertime.
Why?
And we're going to have to buy a car. Well, we're going to buy an Impala, right? So we're going to make it a trip. And let me tell you something, man. Downtown Fargo was gorgeous. Didn't think it was going to be anything like that. So we stay in this bougie.
Hello.
Once again, bedroom.
Yes, you
caller,
did say that, and you're not supposed to.
You can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Mallow, fewer F bombs.
What I meant to say, it was frigid cold out.
Right.
So we got a tour around the city. Went out, had drinks, partied. We ended up hopping over the bridge and shooting pool in Minneapolis. And I don't really remember much other than getting up that night in the hotel room, really having to use the bathroom. My brother likes to keep his room nice and hot, so I'm naturally sleeping in chonies. And I don't really remember anything except for the door clicking behind me. And it was at that moment that I realized I opened the door to the lobby, man, and not the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, what made it matters worse is I realized that I must have taken my underwear off as I was going through the hallway to the bathroom. So now here I am, stark buck naked, realizing that I got to go down and figure out not only what room number I'm at, because I've wandered around looking for a bathroom. But also, I need to get a key. So I didn't want to take the elevator. I took the stairs. And much like your story thrill there, I hit about two locked doors before I finally figured out where I was going. Buck naked, Fargo, North Dakota. And I'm talking like a boutique hotel. So I finally break through the door, enter the lobby there. And, of course, it's about the cutest 20-something gal working the night shift, and the expression on her face said it all, man.
So were you totally naked?
I was buck naked, guys. I'm not even kidding. And I went from really cold to really hot and embarrassed in about 20 seconds. So, yeah, that's my story, man.
Well, did she let you back into your room?
She did. I just simply gave her my name, and she slipped me a key, and she said, hey, the elevator, staff elevator is to the hallway to the right. So I was able to take a staff elevator straight up.
I would ask you for ID just to make sure it was you.
I need to see ID, man. I don't know where you're hiding it, but I need to see.
So the cool thing about it is we got up early to get some breakfast because we were heading out to get, we had a two-hour drive to go pick this car up. So we go hit up the breakfast, and, of course, I walked down there. And now this was about 4 o'clock in the morning, so she was still on shift at around 8, 9 a.m. And, of course, we locked eyes as soon as I get off the hotel elevator there.
Yeah, look, man, it happens. We were in Mexico. It was the first time I went. We didn't have kids yet. And same kind of thing. You're in the drunken stupor. You get up to pee. No big deal. And then you kind of come to as you're peeing. And I realize I'm peeing in a potted palm tree. Then I'm like, I'm outside. But my room is right. We got like a cabana, right? Mm-hmm. But the room's right there. No big deal. So I kind of finish peeing because you might as well. And I'm knocking on the door gently because I don't want to wake up anybody else because, like my man, you know, I'm butt naked. And I keep tapping on the door. And finally, my groggy wife, you know, she gets to the door, kind of cracks it open. And then she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, man, just let me in the room. And instantly she knows. She's like, did you pee in a plant out here? I'm like, I did, but not on purpose, babe. I woke up. I thought it was a toilet. Just let me in. So whatever. She lets me in. We go back to sleep. I wake up the next morning, and this is why this is so very stupid. So there was the main door to the room, and then there's a sliding glass door that went out to where I peed in the plant. The sliding glass door was wide open, and we realized that when we woke up because the curtain was blowing into the room. So somehow, my drunken stupor, I ignored the open door that was directly in front of me that I'd walked out of, walked around the cabana, and knocked on the door.
She walked in through the hotel to go in the front door of the room.
Yeah, but she didn't realize it either because, again, we'd both been drinking. Anyway, so we kind of chuckle about it, no big deal. And then as we're leaving the room, I look at this potted plant, and the plant itself is fine, but there's a camera mounted directly over where this plant is. And she's like, oh, my God, do you think anyone saw you? And I said, look, man, it had to be, what, 4 o'clock in the morning? There's nobody just watching the screen. And like this guy said, when I got into the lobby, met eyes at one of the dudes that worked there. And in the 1 second that our eyes locked, we had a full conversation. His side saying, brother, I saw you naked peeing in a tree last night. I'm glad you made it back to your room. I'm not going to say anything. My eyes looking back at him, my conversation, I appreciated it. And yes, I'm embarrassed, but please feel free to laugh.
I'm sorry.
That was it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just an eyeball conversation.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.